Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. In the past few sessions, we have been discovering who we are, where we are, what is our relationship with the Supreme Father. Well, you are a soul, you are a being of light, you are consciousness, you are a spiritual energy. But are you always in control of this energy? Do you have self-control? Are you self-empowered at all times? What happens to your power in different circumstances and situations? Our topic for today is a power to turn within. And once again, we are delighted to have with us Sister Jayanti, the European Director of the Brahma Kumaris. Welcome, Sister Jayanti.
Hello, Om Shanti.
Sister Jayanti, we live in changing times, surrounded by people with different nature, different opinions and different understanding. Often, these changing times and circumstances and people we deal with shape our personality. For example, I was never a negative thinker, but I live with people who are negative. Maybe my entire neighborhood is negative. The place where I work, the energy is negative. I cannot but absorb certain level of negativity within me, which seems natural way of dealing with it. Or, for example, I've never been angry, I've never been that type of person, but I soon realized that without a raised voice, without a little bit of aggression, I don't get my work done. So how do I use a certain technique, certain tools to keep myself calm?
You spoke about empowerment, and I think that that's the answer. What I need to do is to find ways in which to develop spiritual power within. And the way to be able to do this, the foundation of all spiritual development, is to be able to turn inwards, to turn within. What happens normally is that our attention is always directed outwards. Our physical senses are constantly being stimulated, especially in today's world, it's non-stop. And so we're constantly just simply reacting to the things that are coming from outside. We have no time to be able to develop our own inner power and develop our own capacity. And so within the situation of today's world and the negativity that we're surrounded with, I think the most critical aspect of spiritual power is the ability to turn within.
The ability to turn within, to go inside yourself.
That's right.
What kind of image, to make things easy, what kind of image can you give to that power to go inside?
Think of a turtle. And I've seen very big turtles, but I've seen little ones too. But what the turtle does is, it'll come outside its shell and it'll go around and do whatever it needs to do, and then it'll go inside the shell again. And the shell is such a protection that there might be a storm, it might be blistering sun, whatever it is, the turtle is protected inside because it's got the covering. And so turning inwards is a little bit the same. Outside there's a lot of chaos going on around me, and I just need a moment to be able to go inwards, so I'm not cutting myself off from anything, but just for a moment I turn inwards and I connect with my own resources within myself. We all have treasures that are hidden away inside the self, and normally we forget about this, but turning inwards means I connect with my inner peace, my inner truth. And just after a moment, when I have to come out again and face the world around me, I'm doing so now from the power of that space that I've connected with inside.
So let's just say, I want to turn inwards. Do I need a space to do that? I could sit in the corner of a room, I could sit by myself, but even though it looks that I am taking time and space to turn inside, I could be planning my party. I could be planning a trip that I'm going to take. But on the outside, I'm quiet. what is happening inside my mind? What should I be saying to myself when I'm turning inside?
It's true that to do anything, you have to be able to go inside and plan and think about something. Even when we speak, we've actually thought about it before we begin to speak. So it's actually an indication that everything starts inside, and then it comes through into words and into actions and relationships. But what we're doing when we want to develop our own inner power is not to just let the mind go here and there and plan, etc. But I'm doing it for a very specific purpose. I'm going inwards to be able to access my own inner strength and power within. And so the world outside is out there. It won't go away. It'll be waiting for me. But I'm taking the time, just a moment, to go within. And I'm filling myself again with that awareness of who I am. My consciousness is filled with that peace. My consciousness is now very stable and anchored. And then when I come out, I'm able to deal with everything. So I'm thinking very consciously about who I am and what my original qualities are and what is my real state of being within, so that I'm taking charge of myself and my responses to the situation rather than letting the circumstances dictate what my reactions should be. And so this is part of self-mastery and empowerment.
How long or how much space do I need to go within? Do I take half an hour a day? Do I take several hours in a week? What's the method?
The best way is to begin the day with a preparation. Time for silence for myself, time to be able to study some spiritual matter so that my mind is given nourishment.
Before I turn within. So let's say if I take a paragraph from a Bible or a paragraph from a scripture, or maybe even look at self-empowerment paragraphs from books, then I sit down, think about it, so that my mind has some, like you said, nourishment to think about. Otherwise it would race to the next thing that I need to do.
I'm talking about two different situations. One is a situation before I begin the day's activity, before the family is up and the phone starts ringing and the bell starts going. So before everything begins, just to maybe get up half an hour earlier, maybe an hour earlier. And that time is for me. I'm not taking the time out of my duties and responsibilities. My family is asleep. They don't want me at that time. I'm taking that time for myself to be able to recharge my inner battery, to be able to give my mind some nourishment through some scriptures or some material that I find is uplifting, so that I've prepared myself for the day. Then as the day progresses, in situations that come in front of me, I can very easily then turn inwards. And in turning inwards, yes, maybe it's just simply connecting with the self. Maybe it's something that I read this morning. For example, this morning I was reading about making sure that I constantly give happiness and I never give sorrow to anyone.
Maybe throughout the day?
Maybe here's a person who's a challenging character, and we meet many of them. And I'm just going inside, connecting with that truth that I must be a source of happiness and not of pain.
So even though he is in a point of aggression, even though he is purposely doing things towards me, I consciously choose not to react, because I want to commit myself to the idea that I am going to give happiness today.
That's right. Because I know that that's what's going to bring me benefit ultimately. Because whatever this person is saying or doing, if I react to that, then the burden that I carry is going to be greater, and it's going to be very difficult to deal with it. But if I've decided this morning, I'm going to fill myself with that truth that I, from my side, must not give any sorrow, then I remind myself of that turning inwards. I come back to that point of truth. this is what is important for me. And whatever they say, whatever they do, I make sure that my response is appropriate. I'm not ignoring what they're saying, they'll get more angry, but I'm making sure that from my side, my response is the correct response and not something out of emotional reaction.
I like this idea. I like this idea to make an appointment with yourself first, maybe half an hour early, like you said, before the rest of the family wakes up, or come to work maybe 20 minutes earlier before the rest of the, you know, work colleagues come in. Let's just say I begin this practice and I like my own company now. I like the feeling that it gives me from a point of strength and, you know, less reaction. What if I like my company a little bit too much? And then I find myself a bit of a loner, aloof. Is there not a danger in there?
Not really, not in the response that I'm describing. If I just wanted to be alone, I would leave people and just go off somewhere. And I'm not talking about that at all. I'm very much at home with the family. I'm very much at work fulfilling my responsibilities. But I'm now more able, more capable of doing the right thing at the right time because I'm connected with the inner truth of the self, which means that I'm able to fill myself with what I need. I'm able to be fulfilled inside, and so I'm able to share. Actually, I'm a happier person, so people gravitate towards me. I'm a more peaceful person, and so those vibrations of peace reaching them also. And so definitely I don't cut myself off from anyone, but now instead of taking from them, I'm able to give them something, and everybody loves to receive something. And so in fact I find myself with more friends, with more colleagues who seek me out and want my company and enjoy it.
I've noticed people like to go for silent walks, some even a day's silent retreat. There seems to be a rejuvenating energy that people who partake these type of steps towards themselves. I know people in my own family, for example, who practice silence every Monday for several hours in a day. Is this a good practice? Does this bring any other benefit, or how do we go about this power of silence?
It's a brilliant practice, and if somebody can do this, it's wonderful.
We can't do it when we are at work.
Well, I can't do it myself, and I live in a meditation center. And I suppose if I could say that, okay, today I'm not going to meet anyone, it would mean I have double the amount of people to meet the next day. Usually that's what happens. And so it's wonderful if somebody can do that. But it's not so easy to create that sort of space for oneself. And if you can, well, go for it. But the other way to do it is make sure that I enjoy silence in the morning and I take the opportunity through the day to create spaces of silence, little moments of silence. You know, it's like a piggy bank. You don't tell a child, you know, put £5, he doesn't have any. Yeah. But just put in a penny at a time, a penny at a time. And so through the day, just a moment, just a moment, just a moment. And what I've found is that some people are actually scared of silence. Because when they go inside,
it's very true.
The first thing that comes up is all your fears and anxieties, things that are happening in your life and you haven't dealt with them, you haven't processed them, you've pushed them to the back of your consciousness. Create space for silence, and it's those things that come crowding in. There's a woman who's a very powerful woman, and she told me that I don't want silence, because if I have silence, I think of the tragedies that I've been through. And she's been through a couple major things in her life. I don't want to remember those. And yet, we were there together for a couple of hours. By the end of that time together, when she'd understood that when you turn inwards, it's not a question of letting other things come crowding in, The turning within means connecting with your original state of being by using your mind in a very conscious way. Then when we practice this, this sort of guided meditation that we're doing, she didn't want to come out of silence. And so you have to train your mind to go into silence. But yes, once you've understood how sweet silence can be, then this expression, silence is golden, is really something that you can feel. And to give yourself the luxury of half a day or a day of silence is beautiful.
It'll be a much later power, I guess.
It's later.
Like you said, the piggy bank is such a beautiful analogy. Things happen suddenly. And for sudden things to happen, you obviously have to react suddenly. For example, you see a child falling. Your instant reaction is to hold it. You're involved in an accident, or you're witnessing an accident, or a conflict of argument, or a discussion which is heated, and you are part of that discussion. How do you turn within when you need to respond?
It's both together, because it's when I turn inwards that I can connect with what is truly important, and I can see. My mind isn't clouded with many, many waste thoughts. And in that moment, I will know what it is I have to do. You spoke about children and an accident. It's a long story, so I won't tell you the long story, but a woman heard a scream from upstairs. She came running down, and her son had got into an accident. And because she had this moment of calm within, she was then able to instantly go help the child. The ambulance was called and the child's life was saved. If she didn't have the presence of mind to actually help the child at that time, it would have been just a few minutes later, and who knows whether the child would have survived. So especially at a moment of crisis, this practice that I have of coming to a point of stillness is the way in which I know what it is I need to do.
The next step.
Otherwise, the mind is constantly crowded and there's so many thoughts. What should I do? Should I do this? Should I do this? You know what to do. That stillness will then be the compass that will guide you in the right direction.
So, to some extent, this practice of turning within or finding that space of silence, can we safely say that sometimes silence is the best response?
My inner silence is always the best response. But if you're in a state of communication and you're saying something to me and I just say silent, well, it might not be the best response. It might be very well misinterpreted. But my inner silence, stopping the chattering of the monkey inside, means that I'm really not just hearing you with my ears, that I'm listening to you inside. And when people speak, it's not a question of the words they say. The words may be at 20%, but the feelings that they're trying to convey, the 80%, you pick up when you're in tune with them. Their body language, their vibrations, their expression. And so, in silence within, without other clouds coming in my mind, I'm able to pick up what it is you really mean to tell me.
So when people say that when we begin the path of meditation or self-realization and we use this ability to go within and suddenly we find ourselves intuitive or our intuition getting stronger,
absolutely.
Is this a result of...
Yes. Correct.
So this is a very important ability to go within.
They speak of the sixth sense.
Exactly.
And so we've got our five physical senses.
Yeah.
But our sixth sense is when our mind is able to be like the antenna and it's able to pick up what is necessary. And so yes, then I'm able to respond to you intuitively. You've told me only a bit of the story because at that moment you're not quite articulate enough, you're not quite clear enough because maybe you're too emotional. But my sixth sense will tell me what is the essence of the story you're trying to relate. And so my response is going to be one that is comforting, one that's going to be something that's appropriate for you.
So this power to turn within sharpens your power of intuition, and it makes you feel almost you don't need to use too much reasoning or analysis. It's like a natural thing. You don't need to reason or analyze things anymore. Just go within. Be intuitive of what it's trying to say to you. Come out with a solution. Is this easy to get into?
I think that I'll just take you a step backwards, and I think that there's a place for using the left side of the brain and the logic and the reason and all of those things also, but that's obviously not enough. You know, we've got two sides of the brain, so the left side is doing its work, but we don't use the right side of our brains sufficiently.
It is the intuitive
that's
side,
right?
And the left side is the
logic.
Analytical side,
that's
the logic,
right?
Side,
mm-hmm.
Reasoning,
yeah,
doubting.
That too, but I don't have a problem with questions.
Yes.
In the sense that questions are opening the door to help you understand more. But the intuitive side, the side that understands with silence, is the right side of the brain. But the soul is actually here, right in the center of the forehead. And so when I'm fully conscious, fully aware of my spiritual identity, I'm using both sides of my brain. I'm balancing both things so that, yes, when it comes to organizational things, it's not that there's chaos and disorder. I'm able to deal with that. But there's something above and beyond order.
So let me get this quite clear, because this is such an interesting power. Go back to yourself, to the consciousness that I am this being of light. When you are in this consciousness and this understanding of I am a spiritual energy, I am a soul, I am actually using both sides of the brain.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Just with this idea that I am peaceful.
Because I'm centered at that moment. I'm not tilting one way or the other
neither
way.
Neither in analyzing my chaos, nor planning my next step. I am in the center.
In which I'm able to deal with both sides of the picture. The side that deals with the physical dimension of reality, but also the side that deals with the non-physical dimension of reality. Because there are both these sides to reality, the non-physical and the physical. And I can't ignore either one. But turning inwards makes me aware of the power that I have within and how to be able to use that at the present moment in the physical world, in the physical dimension.
So when I practice this and I have a full day's work, 9 to 5, and I need this moment for myself, would it be, for example, instead of eating with work colleagues, I take, you know, a table by myself, eat somewhere else, move away from that computer, that technology that's forever moving my mind in a different direction, eat silently?
Sometimes that can be misinterpreted.
Mm.
And so maybe having a meal with my colleagues is a time for communication, which is not work-based, but which is more personal, which
social.
Is more human. And so to have that human social relationship with the people I work with is also important. What I'm suggesting is that take moments when you can. I'm at my desk, and yes, the screen is in front of me, but I'm taking a moment before I start my work to go inside. And in that connecting with the truth within, I begin my work in the right consciousness. And I'm able to do my work more efficiently because I'm totally focused. Work isn't a waste of time. Work is important, and there has to be integrity in the work that I do. And so when I'm working, it's not a waste of my energy. I'm developing myself through my work also. But before I begin the work, I turn inwards. Then I do my work, and then I go inwards again.
So this is a very important power, which means I could be in a gathering of thousands. There could be chattering all around, and yet I'm able to go within and silent.
And then come out with love and joy.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. Sister Jayanti, take us in the next few minutes into this experience of turning within.
Here, in the physical dimension, in the physical body, I know who I am. I am that inner being of light. And in this awareness, I connect with the truth within, the understanding that when I'm connected with peace, light and love, the power of turning inwards and the power of this reality and truth is such that I can do the right thing at the right time. I can be present in the moment to do what is needed. I can focus and concentrate, and I do so with the power of peace, the power of love, which is the truth of who I truly am. Turning inwards, becoming aware of my own inner power, I come back outside, looking at the world around me, but now from the perspective of the inner being playing a role in the physical world. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. That was really beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being with us today. We hope to see you at the next episode. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I'm a peaceful soul. Om Shanti. Om.